今天呢，我们要聊一聊。
Today we're going to talk about
最近猪肉价格大幅下跌的原因。
Reasons for the recent sharp drop in pork prices.
以及这一轮猪周期给各个相关的行业带来的影响。
And the impact of this pig cycle on the related industries.
是啊。
Yes.
这个确实是最近大家很关注的一个话题。
This is indeed a topic that has been widely discussed recently.
我们就直接开始吧。
Then let's start right away.
首先就是这个猪肉价格暴跌的原因。
The first reason is the sharp drop in pork prices.
为什么猪肉的供应会严重过剩呢？
Why is the supply of pork so severe?
其实这波供应过剩主要还是因为能繁母猪的存栏量长期都高于4100万头。
In fact, the current supply surplus is mainly due to the long-term inventory of sows exceeding 410 million heads.
但其实合理的水平是在3650万头左右。
But in fact, a reasonable level is around 3.65 million heads.
是的。
Yes.
而且这还没完。
And that's not all.
还有就是这个行业的养殖效率也提升了很多。
And also, the efficiency of farming in this industry has also increased a lot.
比如说现在的 PSY 已经到了26头。
For example, the current PSY is 26 years old.
就是每头母猪每年可以提供26头断奶子猪。
Each sow can provide 26 piglets per year.
看来这个数据确实挺夸张的。
对。
It seems that this data is indeed quite exaggerated.
那除了这个母猪的数量多，
Besides, the number of pigs is also large.
效率高之外，
In addition to high efficiency,
还有其他因素导致供应过剩吗？
Are there other factors that cause oversupply?
当然有了，就是今年。
2026年的3月，生猪的出栏量比去年同期多了 33.23%。
Of course, the number of piglets born in March 2026 increased by 33.23% compared to the same period last year.
这主要是因为春节前有一些压栏的大猪。
This is mainly because there were some pigs in the pigsty before the spring festival.
然后节后又集中抛售。
Then, after the period, there was a concentrated sell-off.
就导致了这个市场一下子供应远远超过了需求。
This resulted in a market supply far exceeding demand.
那说到这个猪肉价格的暴跌。
Speaking of the sharp drop in pork prices.
除了供应过剩之外。
In addition to oversupply.
需求这几年到底有哪些变化？
What are the changes in demand in recent years?
需求端的变化也挺大的。
The changes in demand are also quite significant.
就春节后，需求一下子就比之前减少了15%到20%。
The demand after the Spring Festival has decreased by 15% to 20% compared to before. Well,
然后再加上就是餐饮的复苏也一直很缓慢。
Then, the recovery of the catering industry has also been very slow.
就整体的消费是比较疲软的。
Overall consumption is relatively weak.
听起来不光是这个消费的总量下来了。
It seems that not only the total amount of consumption has decreased.
大家的吃肉的喜好也变了。
Everyone's eating habits have changed.
没错。
Bite.
没错。
Right.
因为猪肉在整个肉类消费中的占比。
Because pork accounts for a significant portion of meat consumption.
从18年的62.1%。
From 18%, 62.1%.
跌到了25年的57.8%。
It fell to 57.8%.
就是大家有更多的人去选择吃禽肉啊。
That is, more people should choose to eat poultry.
牛羊肉啊。
Beef and lamb.
这些替代品。
These alternatives.
对。
Okay.
所以这也让猪肉的需求进一步的减弱。
This also further reduces the demand for pork.
哎，
好。
那这个养猪的成本和市场上的情绪。
So, what is the cost of raising pigs and the market situation?
最近有没有什么新的变化？
Have there been any recent changes?
导致这个猪价跌得更厉害呢？
变化还是挺大的。
The significant changes that caused the pig price to fall even further are quite large.
就是现在，每斤猪的养殖成本大概是在7.5元左右。
Currently, the cost of raising 1 kilogram of pigs is approximately 7 yuan.
但是市场的售价却只有4-5块钱一斤。
However, the market price is only 4 or 5 yuan per kilogram.
所以每养一头猪就要亏300-500块钱。
天哪。
So, raising one pig costs 300 to 500 yuan per day.
那在这种情况下呢?
In this case,
大家就会恐慌性的出栏。
Everyone will panic and release their products.
然后二次育肥的也都快速的退出，甚至。
And the secondary fattening also reached around 5 kilograms.
包括这个冻品入库也都几乎停滞了。
This also means that the frozen food storage has almost come to a standstill.
所以就是大家越跌越卖。
So everyone is selling and selling.
卖就导致这个价格持续的承压。
This has led to the continued pressure on the price.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那接下来我们要聊到这个猪周期。到底是个什么东西?
What we're going to talk about next is what a business cycle is.
它的本质是什么?
What is its essence?
它有哪些特征?
What are its features?
简单来说,
In simple terms,
猪周期它其实就是生猪的供需不平衡而产生的一个3到4年左右的一个价格波动的周期。
The pig cycle is actually a price fluctuation cycle of about 3 to 4 years that arises from the imbalance of supply and demand for pigs. Well,
它的本质就是一种蛛网模型。
Its essence is a pig net model.
就是上一期的价格决定了下一期的产量。
The price of the previous period determines the price of the next period.
对。
Okay.
比如说这一期价格涨了。
For example, the price increased this time.
那养殖户就会加大捕栏。
The farmer will increase the number of livestock.
然后等到这批猪长大了之后。
Then, once these pigs have grown up.
上市了就会造成供大于求。
Once listed, it will cause a surplus of supply.
那价格就会下跌。
The price will fall.
是的。
Yes.
那价格下跌之后
After the price fell,
又会导致养殖户减少产能。减少产能之后
This will also lead to farmers reducing production, resulting in reduced capacity.
又会造成下一期的供应不足。
This will also cause a shortage of the next issue.
然后价格又会上涨。
Then the price will rise again.
就这样周而复始。
That's how it goes on and on.
那我想问一下，这个猪周期。
I want to ask about the pig cycle.
它这个循环的过程当中。
In this process of iteration.
有哪些关键的时间节点?
What are the key milestones?
或者说有哪些核心的指标是我们一定要关注的
Or what are the key indicators that we should pay attention to?
最重要的就是能繁母猪的存栏量
The most important thing is the number of sows.
因为你从母猪配种到育肥猪出栏
Because you have raised pigs from breeding to fattening and then to slaughter.
是需要10到12个月的时间
It takes 10 to 12 months.
所以能繁母猪的存栏量是一个领先指标。
Therefore, the number of sows in the breeding herd is a leading indicator.
就是它会提前10到12个月。
It will be 10 to 12 months ahead.
影响未来的生猪的供应。
affect the future supply of pigs. Well,
然后另外一个就是猪粮比，就是生猪的价格和玉米价格的比值。
Then another one is the ratio of pig feed cost to the price of corn.
一般我们说6:1是盈亏平衡。
Normally, we say that a 6:1 ratio is the point of balance.
如果低于4:3:1
If it's less than 4:3:1
就是价格过度下跌的预警区域。
This is the warning zone where the price has fallen too much.
那这一轮的猪周期和以前比有什么特别不一样的地方吗？
What's different about this round of pork market compared to the previous one?
这一轮就是持续的时间更长。
This round is longer in duration.
然后价格下跌的幅度也更深。
The decline is also steeper.
底部徘徊的时间也更久。
The time it takes to fall is also longer.
是的。
Yes.
还有一个很重要的变化。
Another very important change is...
就是规模化的养殖场已经成为了主导。
The large-scale farms have become pig islands.
然后散户的退出速度也明显加快了。
Then, the rate of retail investors exiting also accelerated significantly.
变化确实挺大的。那这个猪肉价格下跌。
The changes are indeed quite significant, especially the decline in pork prices.
到底谁受益？
Who benefits?
谁又受损呢？
Who is hurt?
那首先受益的肯定就是普通的消费者。
First, the beneficiaries are ordinary consumers.
对吧？
Right?
因为现在五花肉可能都已经跌到了5-6块钱一斤。
Because now pork belly has probably already fallen to 5 or 6 yuan per kilogram.
那家庭的这个吃肉的成本就明显下降了。
The cost of this meat from that family has obviously decreased. Yes.
然后包括一些餐饮企业、食堂。
Then include some catering companies' canteens.
还有这个熟食厂。
And this butcher shop.
他们的原料成本也大幅降低了。
Their raw material costs have also decreased significantly.
除了这些直接的终端的用户之外。
In addition to these direct terminal users,
还有哪些企业从这个猪肉的下跌当中获得了比较大的好处呢？
Which companies benefited the most from the decline in pork prices?
其实受益的企业还挺多的。
In fact, there are many beneficiaries.
比如说大型的肉制品企业。
For example, large meat processing companies,
他们可以在这个猪价低的时候
They can take advantage of the low pork prices.
大量的收购。
A large number of acquisitions.
然后把它加工成产品之后再卖出去。
Then we sell it as a finished product.
所以他们的利润是扩大的。
Therefore, their profits have increased.
没错。
Okay.
然后还有就是规模养殖集团。
Then there are the large-scale farming groups.
他们可以趁着这个机会用低成本和资金的优势去扩张去抢占市场份额。
They can take this opportunity to expand and capture market share with the advantages of low cost and capital.
而且他们还可以通过期货套保来对冲掉一些风险。
In addition, they can also use futures to hedge against some risks.
那还有就是饲料和兽药的头部企业。
That's the leading company in feed and veterinary medicine.
因为这个猪的存栏量还是很高的。
Because the amount of pigs is still very high.
所以他们的销量也很稳定。
Therefore, their sales are also stable.
而且市场集中度还进一步的提升了。
Moreover, the market concentration has further increased.
既然有受益的一方。
Since there is a beneficiary,
那肯定就有受损的一方。
There must be someone who is damaged.
猪肉价格下跌。
Pork prices are falling.
哪些群体是最直接的受害者呢？
Who are the most direct victims?
受损最严重的就是中小养殖户。
The most severely affected are small and medium-sized farmers.
因为
Yes.
他们现在每卖一头猪就要亏300到500块钱。
They are now losing 300 to 500 yuan for every pig they sell.
那很多人就是资金链根本扛不住。
Many people simply can't afford it. Their financial situation is unsustainable.
所以有30%以上的散户。
Therefore, more than 30% of individual investors,
他们可能就决定永久性的退出这个行业了。
They may decide to permanently leave the industry.
是的。
Yes.
而且现在连仔猪的价格都已经跌破了成本线。
Moreover, the prices of piglets have already fallen below the cost line.
所以捕栏几乎已经停滞了。
Therefore, the replenishment has almost stopped.
这些养殖户确实挺难的。那除了他们之外，
These farmers are indeed very difficult. Besides them,
还有哪些行业受到了冲击？
What industries have been affected?
像屠宰场和批发商。
Like slaughterhouses and wholesalers,
他们也很难。
They also find it difficult.
因为他们虽然收猪的价格低了。
Because they offered a lower price for pigs.
但是卖出去的价格更低。
But the selling price is lower.
所以他们的库存是在不断的贬值的。
Therefore, their inventory is constantly increasing in value.
而且走量也不赚钱。
And even if you're shorting, you won't make money.
资金压力特别大。
The funds are particularly large.
没错。
Right.
然后就是玉米和豆粕的供应商。
Then the suppliers of corn and soybean meal.
因为猪的需求少了嘛。
Because the demand for pigs has decreased.
所以他们的价格也被压低了。
Therefore, their prices have also been lowered.
那他们的利润也就跟着缩水了。
Therefore, their profits also decreased.
那这一轮的猪肉价格大幅下跌。
The price of pork has fallen sharply this time.
对我们未来的民生会带来哪些隐忧呢？
What potential concerns might our future livelihood bring?
其实最让人担心的就是，现在这种情况如果持续下去的话，
What's most concerning is that if this situation continues,
就是产能去化的太厉害，
the capacity utilization rate is too high.
那可能会在10个月或者1年之后，
that could happen in 10 months or a year.
市场上的猪就会变得非常少，
the pigs in the market will become very few.
然后那个时候就会出现一个报复性的涨价。
Then a retaliatory price increase will occur.
那到时候就会出现肉贵伤民的情况。
Then the situation of high meat prices hurting the people will occur.
是的。
Yes.
就又会回到以前那种高价猪肉的局面。
We will return to the situation of high priced pork.
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
那我们最后来总结一下啊。
So, let's summarize the main points.
就是这一轮猪周期，猪肉价格的大幅波动，到底给我们带来了哪些核心的启示？
What are the key lessons that this round of pig cycle price fluctuations have brought us?
这一轮其实核心还是这个3到4年的一个周期性的波动。
The core of this cycle is actually a 3 to 4 year periodic fluctuation.
然后加上产能过剩，叠加需求的萎缩。
Then add the overcapacity and the decline in demand.
以及这个行业亏损之后的一个恐慌性的抛售。
And a subsequent panic selling after the industry's losses.
就共同造就了这一波超级下跌。
This has jointly caused this major downturn.
对，
没错。
Right?
那这一轮其实短期来看，
In this round, in the short term,
看是让老百姓和大企业都得到了失望。
To benefit both the people and businesses.
会，但是无数的中小养殖户是元气大伤的。
However, countless small and medium-sized farmers are suffering greatly.
对，
然后未来的话就是随着产能的去化。
Then in the future, it will be with the reduction of capacity.
后面肯定是会迎来一个价格的反弹的。
The price will definitely rebound later.
所以风险依然是存在的。
Therefore, the risk still exists.
对。
Okay.
今天我们把这个猪价下跌的来龙去脉。
Today, we're going to break down the reasons behind a recent decline in pig prices.
以及它的影响。都给大家梳理清楚了。
And I have also clarified the impact of the event. Well,
其实背后就是周期的力量和行业的变革在共同的起作用。
In fact, the cyclical forces and industry changes are working together.
好了。
Okay.
那今天的节目咱们就到这里了。
That's all for today's program.
好，然后感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜，拜拜。
Bye bye bye.